How's the defense doing after a tough game on Saturday?
We're doing all right. Watch the film. There's a lot of things we got to clean up, of course. There's a lot of things we can do better. So, you know, leadership can step up a little bit. Defensive line came together. I talked about things that we need to improve on. So we're just going to try to get better this week and try to make the mistakes, try not to make the mistakes that we made last week.
Based off what you've seen from Michigan State, would you say this is as good of an offense as you've faced this season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They have a well-talented offense. I mean, Kirk Cousins is a great quarterback. The offensive line is really big and quick. They got a great running back, so this is going to be a real challenge. Their offense is good. They coach well, and they play hard.
What changes need to be made, even during the week, during preparation on the defense, to kind of get back to where this defense is used to dominating?
You know, just putting some excitement into practice. You know, a lot of guys out there just kind of go through the motions. We got to get it going. You know, we only got 5 games left and two home games left. So we definitely got to pick it up, you know, try to get the energy flowing. And I think that's what we're going to try to do this week.
You talk about guys going through the motions. Is that something that you get on them about, like, during practice?
Sometimes you don't really notice it. Sometimes you can barely tell. You know, you're out here practicing for 2 hours. You kind of stop thinking about what you're doing, and you just kind of just do it. Not to think that, you know, you're trying to get better or that in a game situation that this is going to come up. So we got to definitely, you know, take that to mind and really practice, like, every single play is a game play.
You still hurting from Saturday?
You know, not really, no. I mean, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get back on the field, and I'm just trying to play this week.
As tough as that loss was, the Big Ten title still out there. You guys went out. You got to share the Big Ten title.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a tough loss, and Michigan State's the only undefeated team in the Big Ten right now. So, you know, everybody's in the race, and it's just going to be who wants to win it more.
Talk about, you're a program that's won a lot of close games, but you've also been on the other end. Is there a feeling you have does it become contagious? You win one close game, you win another?
You know, it's kind of like that, but I think it's just your preparation and your practice. That's going to determine if you win or not. You know, if you don't want to be a close game, you're going to practice to 100%, and you're not going to make the mistakes that you do in the game. And coming into practice, we got to know that. Last year we had a lot of close games, and Michigan State was probably one of the funnest that we've been in, but this is going to come down to preparation during the week and just making sure that we're sound at game time.
It's so easy. You look stats and go, well, look, they're missing 3 NFL guys. Is that too simple to say that's why the defense has struggled the last 2 weeks? Is it just because you don't have Pat and AJ?
There's been a lot of talk about, you know, Pat and AJ leaving the team. That's definitely kind of hard for us. I mean, whenever you got a senior like Pat and a senior like AJ, you're definitely going to miss those guys. But at the same time, you got athletes like Tyler Nielsen and all the other guys on defense. You're expected to make up that slack, and that's something that we got to look to do. In the last 5 games, especially when we be still in the contention, but it's something that we got to take care of, and we got to get straight.
How would you describe what the mood is like on Sunday when you guys did get together and watch the game film from what happened on Saturday?
After watching the game film, I mean, we knew that there was just like a lot of plays left out there. Most of it was not really what they did, but what we were doing. A lot of missed tackles, a lot of stuff that we could have cleaned up. You know, people just like, you know, messed up on coverage, not really, you know, taking. Sticking to what their responsibilities are. I mean, that was like one of the keys when we watched the game. So, I mean, seeing that stuff is kind of encouraging because, you know, you can clean up those mistakes. It wasn't anything about effort or hustle because I think that was pretty good on Saturday. But we just got to play smarter defense, really.
Can you just kind of talk about, I mean, obviously things didn't go as you guys hoped Saturday, but can you just kind of talk about, I mean, you guys get the number 5 team in the nation, you kind of bounce back with?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be fun. You know, this is going to be a game that we're looking to try to test us, actually. I mean, Michigan State, we have a lot of respect for their program. I mean, they're a tough physical team, and that's how they've always been. Coach Antonio has done a great job with that program. So, I mean, it's going to be a game that we're looking forward to, and it's definitely going to, hopefully, we can rise up to a challenge.